This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Two senior executives at the company that makes Bud Light are now on leave. They'd overseen the beer brand's collaboration with a transgender actress and social media influencer. Bud Light sponsored two Instagram posts by Dylan Mulvaney, a trans woman, and also sent her a can with her picture on it. Some customers responded with anti-trans comments and are boycotting Bud Light. The news editor at the publication Ad Age, E.J. Schultz, is following this closely. Welcome.
Good to be here.
What have you learned about these executives? Bud Light's VP Marketing and an Anheuser-Busch VP of Marketing, both on leave now. From your information, were they ordered to stand down, or how did it work?
It's a little bit cloudy. They originally portrayed this as a leave. They didn't really go into details in terms of if it was by choice or forced. Some news has been reported later by some other publications that it was not by choice.
And I see data that Bud Light sales fell 17% compared to the same week a year earlier. Do you have a sense about whether this will affect the way other brands proceed in their willingness to embrace LGBTQ plus people?
Other brands are absolutely watching this. The early sales returns show that the people that are upset over this are actually having an impact. And it really speaks to how the political winds are shifting when it comes to transgender issues. We've seen, of course, legislation introduced across many states around transgender rights and trying to curb those rights. And so brands have suddenly become targeted as part of this larger debate.
It's difficult from the outside to parse exactly where the company stands on this. The company's defended its partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, saying in a statement, it works with hundreds of influencers across brands as one of many ways to authentically connect with audiences across various demographics, unquote. But then these executives are now on leave, which seems to tug in a different direction in terms of what kind of message the company is sending.
Right. Outside of that original statement, they've since sort of really walked, if not sprinted, away from this issue because of the heat they're feeling from distributors. They're almost in the middle because they've even gotten criticism from more on the left of, hey, why haven't you come out and had a more robust statement on transgender rights? They've really just said nothing specific since this has happened.
E.J. Schultz is news editor at Ad Age. Thank you very much.
Great being here.